This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
20 years ago, I did an interview with Bernard Goldberg in his book, Bias. I bring it up because his analysis has stood the test of time. At the time, he was the first media insider to reveal what many of us suspected about the background and attitudes of people who determine what you read, see, and hear in the media. There were other studies, like the Lichter-Rothman studies, that also provided insight, but Bernard Goldberg's book provided lots of information and an important perspective. His perspective was helpful because it set aside the idea that media bias was some liberal conspiracy. He said, there isn't a well-orchestrated, vast left-wing conspiracy in America's newsrooms. Instead, he said, the bitter truth is worse. Essentially, what we have in the mainstream media is a common worldview that is promoted in the newsrooms and promoted in the way news stories are covered. Various studies of the media elite concluded that people who determine what is newsworthy and how it is covered are very different from the rest of the American public. Let's look at a few examples. Polling data of political parties show that the United States is about evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. But when you ask journalists to identify their political party, you can only find 4% of them identify themselves as Republican. One study found that members of the media, when compared to the public at large, are less likely to get married, have children, less likely to own homes. They are also less likely to go to church or synagogue. And how many journalists polled belong to the American Legion or service organizations like the Rotary Club? The answer was zero. You know, 20 years later, Bernard Goldberg's book still reminds us that the media elite view the world differently than the average American. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.